Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
I'm all out of fucks. Anyway, I was going to go on, but I won't. It's not Carlosophies the musical quite yet. So I'm just down on the beach. I've had a day with a sick four-year-old, and Miko came home from work and said go out and walk on the beach, and I was kind of like, oh, I can't be fucked. And then, you know, I'm so glad I did, because now I'm feeling so much more alive. So what I want to talk about today is zero fucks, right? So I'm walking along the beach here. I have really big pigtails today, really big ones, as in like they're like right out there, not at all incognito. And I'm no stranger to pigtails. I wear them all the time, but these are next level. And I just was walking along the beach thinking about how I'm 40. And a 40-year-old woman wearing pigtails, I absolutely know there are people out there going, who does she think she is? Like, she's 40, she's not six. And I've just been walking along the beach thinking about that and about how little fucks I give and how that's been a work in progress. This hasn't, like, let me tell you, 2009, when I was diagnosed with depression and anxiety, I gave so many fucks. So many. I overthought everything. I would be totally in my head, analyzing everything that anyone ever said to me, reading, trying to read into it. Have I offended this person? Have I offended that person? You know, just completely in my head and self-absorbed. So I don't say that in a nasty way, but it's the truth. Like, often we think, this is the dichotomy, right? Often we think that when we're constantly thinking about others and how our actions are going to impact them, and if we've said the right thing, or are we causing people offense? Are we making sure they're okay all the time? Like, it seems rather selfless, right? But it's so not. It's completely selfish. And not in the good way of selfish. You know, it's like you're doing all this stuff to make sure everything's okay for you. Not really to make sure everything's okay for everybody else. It's about you. And so that actually doesn't serve anybody else. You know, I know people, I have people in my life who are like that. They are overthinking everything they say, that everything has a caveat. I mean, I caveat things too, all the time, actually. So, you know, I do protect other people from their feelings, or more, I guess it is a form of protecting people from their feelings. I definitely do that. But, you know, that overextending yourself to make sure everyone else is okay is often a bit of martyrdom. And people can feel that. And it's like, why do you have to try so hard to impress me? People feel that. I feel it. So, and God, in my business, when I've done that, people can smell that desperation. When I had the Office Collective and people would show up to, you know, have a tour, and I would just go over the top, over and beyond, trying to impress them so that they would think I was cool, so that they would join. And we do this in business all the time, right? Like, not, we don't all do it, but we, if we're coming from this place of scarcity that we're not enough, then we'll often over-deliver on value, you know, and that's not sustainable. And then it leads us into a place of resentment generally, because people don't appreciate it as much as we think they should because of all the effort that we've gone to for them. Well, that went on a totally different tangent than what I thought I was going to be talking about today. I thought I was going to be talking about zero fucks and the process that I've gone through to get to zero fucks. But I think what I really just wanted to talk about today is that, right? Like, zero fucks is also about allowing other people to show up as they are, giving them the space to not have to think about you and your feelings because you're looking after your own. You know, it doesn't matter how much energy you spend trying to make someone feel okay. It's going to have zero positive impact on them unless they're in the space to be ready to receive it. So zero fucks just works way better, because then you're not overthinking everything. You're not censoring yourself I know you're probably yelling at the phone right now, or whatever you're listening on, a bunch of words. It's like, I don't know what the word is. I don't even remember what the first word was. Zero fucks. So yeah, I guess the moral of the story is, if there is one, it is just have a think about how often you're bending to accommodate others, and what is the motivating factor for that? Like, what is your drive? What is your driver? And I'm pretty sure it'll be coming from that not enough space. When I did my retreat, I set myself an intention. And this was really the only thing that I pre-planned, besides like the accommodation and food and then some activities that we did. The only thing I really pre-planned was my intention, what I was going to bring. And in the past, I have been in this space of needing things to be planned within an inch of its life to make sure that I delivered value, you know? And this time I went in, like I did when I did my public speaking in Byron last month, I came in from a different place. So it was from a place of trust. And instead of me trying to assume, which is what we're taught in this entrepreneurial world, is to know your people's problem and then solve that problem. But I wanted to know what happens when you allow people to show up as they are and take from things what they need to take. Give them the space to take or leave what they need rather than assume what I think they need. You know, and it's because here's the thing I have learned. You can have the best of intentions and plan something within an inch of its life and make it a shit hot, incredible experience. And people will bring to that wherever they're at. So if they're in this judgment-filled space where they're really hating their life, they're hating themselves, it doesn't matter how good a Buddha, isn't that a cheese? How good of an experience you create and how flawless it is, they'll come as they are. Come as you were. you know, they will come with where they're at. They will bring that energy to it. So for me, my intention for the retreat was to allow people to come as they are and take what they need. Not have any preconceived notions of where someone's at, but just really give them full space to make this whatever they needed it to be. And it worked. Well, I think it worked. And I'm pretty sure most of the people who came would think it would work. Maybe they went away thinking that there should have been more planning. I don't know, but see, this is the thing, right? It doesn't matter what you do. You can't please everyone. So, not why bother, but just take the pressure off yourself. Zero fucks. And for me, right now, the zero fucks thing is about full expression. This is where I'm heading. You know, this is the way that Carlosophies is, this is the direction that we're heading in, is this idea of being who we really are. You know, in full technicolor. Who are you really without all the fucking stories and all the fucking excuses and all the fucking self-doubt? Like, who are you really? And for me, it's about learning to be brave enough to show up and speak up as I really am. And that's a huge process. So, and one that I'm just constantly working on through singing lessons, through all kinds of things, through kinesiology and through working with some other people on gaining clarity, you know, just like working on my shit, working on me so that I can show up giving less fucks. I feel like I'm a greater gift to this world in this space than I ever was trying to please everyone. So today I'm walking on the beach. I've got 6-year-old pigtails. I might buy some ribbons and put ribbons in them. Anyway, I'm you know, wearing short shorts and I'm 15 kilos overweight. Zero fucks. I don't care. I don't care anymore what other people think of me. I don't care what I should look like. I don't care how I should be showing up in this world. I'm showing up the way I feel called to show up. Zero fucks. And that feels like a big, huge thing, right? Like just showing up as you. It's easy to say and very difficult to actually live. But I guess what I want you to think about is maybe an area where you're overcompensating, where you're over-delivering, where you're overthinking. And just work on one thing. How could you give less fucks about that? Because when you do, it's not only serving you, it's absolutely serving everyone around you. I'm pretty sure for those of you who've been around here for a long time and are part of my Keeping Good Company community or the Show Up, Speak Up community, and anyone, my friends who are listening to this, I mean, my communities are my friends too, but, you know, like people who have known me for many years, there's been a change in me recently. Big changes, big shifts. I'm so much more happy in my skin. There's still work to be done for sure, but I'm in such, I feel like I lived most of my life in darkness, in like the sludge, and I'm just shaking it off, baby. I feel so much lighter, and I'm sure you guys can feel that. There's a shift in my energy. And it's because I'm winding back the fucks. So, yeah, just want to leave you with that. Where's an area in your life where you are either overcompensating, over-delivering, or overthinking? And what could you do to give less fucks? Because it doesn't have to be huge, life-changing thing. But if you can just change one habit, I'm pretty sure you can extend that out from there. But unless you start somewhere, you never start. All right. Zero fucks or less fucks. Love yous all. Peace out.
Hey there, are you rad as fuck and have a couple of extra bucks in your pocket burning a hole that you would love to give to a fellow rad as fuck human being who's creating an incredible shit hot podcast called Carlosophies? Well, my friend, you are in luck. What will you get for the few bucks burning a hole in your pocket right now that you would generously throw towards me? Head to the website patreon.com/Carlosophies and you'll see there's a stack of rewards and extra behind the scenes stuff that nobody else gets. I would absolutely fucking love your support. So head to patreon.com/Carlosophies. And thanks for listening.